fuck no.
I started it. Sorry, no. I didn't count down. Okay, let's just try again. Or should we just keep going? Okay, we'll just keep going. All right, so, hey, guys, welcome to episode 3 of Podspeed. We're sorry that episode 2 was kind of boring, but we just, we were having an off day. And you know what? They can't all be gold, so it's fine. So, for this episode, we were going to take a quiz. Because Keegan is almost done, right? What season are you on of The
I'm
Office?
I'm on season 8, like episode 20. Oh my God. So, yeah, so I think it's safe to say I'm almost.
She's almost done, and she's stopped watching because she doesn't want it to end.
Yeah.
So,
you know,
to keep up this dose of The Office, we're going to take a quiz. It's a BuzzFeed quiz to see which character of The Office we are. hoping it's accurate, but not sure. Okay,
I'm
so
scared. I'm like worried.
I know. Like, I really don't like the questions aren't made out so that you can like rig it to get the character that you want. Because like the first question is pick a piece of art to print out. And it's like 9 different colors and textures. Okay. Mm-hmm. I know which one I'm going to pick. I'm going to pick the... Actually, I don't know.
Okay.
Which one are you picking?
I think I know what I'm picking. All right.
Wait.
Do we say...
Yeah, say which one. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to pick the white one.
Wait, talk into the mic.
I'm going to pick... The white one.
Okay. I'm going to pick this like metallic silvery one. Okay.
Okay.
So next question is pick a hammock to relax in. So it's like 9 different pictures of hammocks and different like settings.
Interesting.
Some like tropical, some forest. One looks like a park. And one's like indoors in like an office kind of. No, not really. Or like a study room. I'm going to pick that one that's like, oh wait, I don't know. I didn't see that one in the middle with like
that's
the big windows,
right.
Natural light. wait, this is really hard. Okay. I'm like treating it like a real exam. I think I'm going to, I don't know. It's between that sunroom in the middle and the forest one on the bottom.
Oh my gosh. Mine are the complete opposite.
I think you're going to pick that one where she's, like, the hammock is, like, hanging off the branch, but she's, like, waiting her fingers in the water.
That's literally the one I was going
okay,
to pick.
Okay, so I'm
going
to pick... I'll pick the one in the sunroom in the middle. Okay.
She literally got it right. Okay.
Okay. You read the next one.
Okay. Is it the right one?
No, what...
Mine is, what would you like to
do? Yeah, they're the same order. Wait, okay. Read it into the mic.
What would you like to do professionally?
Okay. I'll read the first row. Okay, it's either be a professional tweeter, be a travel blogger, or get paid for my Instagram. Then the second row.
Have the most popular podcast, be a professional singer, or be a famous actor.
And then the last row is create incredible fashion designs, be an awesome doctor, or be a CEO at a major company. What would I like to do professionally? Like I don't know.
I really
like,
don't know.
A dream job? Or like I would actually have to be good at it? okay. I know I don't want to be... I don't know. I don't want to be a doctor, which is terrible.
I don't want to be a famous actor.
Yeah, I don't want to be a singer. I don't really want to be a CEO. Not a professional tweeter. A travel blogger would be cool.
That would be cool.
And then... When I was younger, I wanted to be a fashion designer. Damn, I'm going to get Kelly. I picked that one.
I think... Professionally, well, I'm already on my Instagram a lot, so...
Get paid.
Probably get
that
paid
that would be
for
awesome.
My Instagram.
Okay, what about... Okay, so then now I have to pick something. Maybe be a travel blogger.
Yeah.
Okay.
Those were, like, the two things I was looking at.
Yeah. Okay, so then next question is, what would you have on your desk? And it's, like, pictures of different office supplies and stuff. And, like,
cute.
Little desk accessories.
Oh my gosh.
And then there's like a picture of a salad. I'm like, no thanks. I don't know. I don't really like cutesy things. Like, there's, like, these pens that have cutesy little animal faces on them. I would not want that. What is that? Oh, is that a paper shredder?
Yeah.
Okay, no, I don't care. And there's, like, a fidget cube.
Oh, fuck. I just pressed on an ad.
Oh, my God.
Here's what HIV looks like.
Wait, can Hold you go on. Back into yeah, the quiz? Okay, okay.
Jesus. I'm back, baby.
She's back. She had to leave for a little bit, but okay. What is that cloud thing? It's like a little dish for your pencils and paper clips and stuff? Okay, wait.
I knew what I'd have.
Okay. Wait, is it? I want the little porcupine thing.
Yeah, that's cute.
What are you getting?
I definitely have the little clips, you know.
What's it called? The binder clips.
Yeah, the binder clips.
With the faces on them?
Yeah, I already have them.
Okay, like, fine.
Wait, I don't have ones with faces on them. It's like, what would you have on your desk? Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so we picked.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and then...
You can set up the next question.
All right, in which office would you like to work? And there are, like, a bunch of office spaces.
Hmm.
Ooh.
Hold on.
Ooh.
I don't know. They're like, they're all really nice.
Startup offices.
I know. It definitely looks like tech startup offices. And like one of them looks like, I don't know, like a major law firm in New York, you know, very like suits-esque.
I think I know which one I want.
I kind of. Wait, which one?
I'm doing the top right corner.
I like that one too. But then there's the one with the exposed like beams in the ceiling and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna pick that one.
That one too.
Okay, I'll pick that one. Oh my god! Who'd you get?
Who did you get first?
We'll say it on three, okay? Ready? One, two, three.
Robert Andy Bernard.
Wait, what? Okay, hold on.
Holy shit, that's hilarious. I got Robert California.
Hold on, okay, I got Andy Bernard because, oh my god.
Holy fuck.
No, this is so no true. Way. And like, if we're being honest and completely just, okay, hold on, let me read mine. Andy Bernard, you have multiple talents and you like to show them off. Being the center of attention is your mission in life, no matter what you have to do to achieve that goal. Play the guitar or humiliate yourself in public. Anything goes if it means that everyone will talk about you. But this is one of the things that makes you so adorable. Oh, thanks. Oh, and you always know what to do to make your loved ones smile.
Aw, sweet.
Meanwhile.
Sweet. Holy shit. Okay, mine is Robert California. I don't want to spoil it, but for those of you who know, you know.
Exactly.
All right, so you have a weird obsession with the sex thing.
Oh, my God.
But people forget about it because of your undeniable charisma. People can't help but feel attracted.
Who wrote this?
Maybe because you're attractive and scary at the same time. Or maybe because you're an enigma. A very cool enigma.
Oh my gosh, who wrote this? Like, I swear Robert California wrote this
shit.
Quiz.
That's hilarious.
Damn, this is so funny.
Oh my gosh.
Damn. When That's I thought so I was Jim, funny. But I'm Andy Bernard.
Holy crap. Honestly, I did not expect these characters.
Honestly, I was expecting, like, I don't know, Kelly.
Wow.
Like, Pam. Ugh.
Maybe
no,
there's
fine.
More to this quiz than we thought.
I know.
You know?
Can we? Okay, I, like, low-key want to take another one after this.
There was some kind of algorithm.
Like, what is the algorithm? Like, what? I'm so confused. Hold on. I feel like I'm kind of good at these quizzes, like, which answer choices correspond to the result, you know?
Right.
There's no. I did not see that one coming at all. I definitely didn't see yours coming.
I feel like I kind of can see it looking at my answers. Because some of them were bland, my answers. And then the other ones are, like, luxurious.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
So he's kind of, like, a simple guy, but I don't know.
I mean, yeah. I'm happy with it. I'm happy with my result, I guess.
What the fuck?
You learned to love Andy.
Weird obsession with this thing.
I don't even know. I haven't seen The Office in a while. Or, like, the later seasons. So
he's, like... He has this weird sexual tension
with
what's her name, Nelly?
Oh, yeah. Okay, yes. It's, like, it's entirely too clear to me now.
No, and then, like, he talks about life being all about sex. Do you remember?
Yeah.
He'd use it as a metaphor. It's like, everything in life is just sex.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Hold on. It's like, remember Cody said, like, life is just, what is it?
Oh my god!
Passing time between meals.
Yes.
He kind of said that, but like with regards to sex. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god. Anyway, that's there's a lot wild. Going on. That was so funny. You guys should try it. Hold on. What is the quiz? Okay, because there's two quizzes that we found on BuzzFeed. Hold on. This one is by...
Can you say her name?
Bibinye Barud, staff writer, Mexico. Why did we take the Mexico one? They don't even...
Okay, let's try taking...
Yeah, take the first result. Okay. Okay, hold on.
We'll which... do it really...
Yeah, real quick, real quick. Character from The Office, am I? Okay, just Google it. Okay, it's the one by Anita Badejo.
Anita Badejo. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Ready? Okay, so the first question is pick a paper. Cardstock, printer paper, newspaper, wrapping paper, ooh, glossy paper, papyrus, sandpaper, paper bag, or rolling paper. Oh my god. Okay, wait. Oh, wrapping paper? Wait, glossy paper? Newspaper. I like cardstock.
Fuck.
Damn it.
I was gonna pick that one too.
Okay, hold on, hold on. okay, I'll pick wrapping paper.
That was my second choice, Jesus. Too. Holy crap. Okay, ready?
Set. Wait, what am I picking?
I don't know.
Okay, it's okay if we pick the same thing.
Okay. We'll surprise each other. Pick a home.
Okay, pick a home.
Why is an airplane?
Ooh. Cute.
Oh my god. I just saw what you
said. One of them is a straight up barn. So I'm.
Holy crap.
Hold on. Okay. Wait.
Dude, the lighthouse. The references are all jeez. Too clear.
Okay, hold on. I don't even know which one I would pick.
There's a frat house.
Stop it. Okay, I'm going to pick.
Lambda Chi
Alpha. Dear God. Oh, I didn't even realize that was a frat house.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, they have green letters in front of their...
No! Head.
It's like the Greek letters.
I didn't realize, yeah, it was the Greek letters.
Okay, I'm going to pick that...
I know what I want.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know how to describe that house. Okay.
What are you picking?
Wait, for the house?
Mm-hmm.
I picked the top left.
I picked the top right.
Okay.
I was looking at the left, too.
Okay.
All right.
Go. How will you probably die? Alcohol poisoning, in your sleep, exhaustion... Autoerotic asphyxiation. I can't even say asphyxiation. You'll never die. Drug overdose.
Oh, shit.
Car accident. Sugar overdose.
Me.
Alone. The last one's just alone.
Sugar
well,
overdose.
We all know. I think stop. I'm going to die alone. So I'm going to pick that one.
I'm going to do sugar overdose.
Okay. That makes sense.
Oh, exhaustion, though.
Oh, exhaustion. True. Yeah, I know. I just saw that one.
Hmm.
I mean, honestly, with the way I drive, like, I'd probably be in a car accident. But that's dark.
So awful.
I'm just going to say alone. Wait, it's either alone or exhaustion.
I picked exhaustion.
Okay, I'll pick alone.
True. Okay.
Who is pick.
That? Oh, I don't know.
Here, you can say it into the mic.
Pick one thing for your freezer. Oh my gosh.
What are the choices?
Why is there a thing of, like, Kobe beef?
Yeah, it's just, like, some sort of cut of steak. Or beef. And then the second freezer. Thing is Breyers mint chocolate chip ice cream.
Is it thing of months? No. Jalapeno poppers from Friday.
There's a lean cuisine and then there's, what is that? Assorted Tupperwares and Ziploc bags of things. And then it's just ice cubes. And then there's money. I'm so confused. Oh, there's cookie dough. Which one am I? Oh my god, I feel like I'm gonna get Michael.
Pick one thing for your freezer.
Okay,
I'm probably gonna be the cut of meat for me.
Yeah, that makes sense. I'm gonna go with the jalapeno poppers. No, I'm gonna go with the mint chocolate chip. I'm gonna get Michael.
Oh my gosh, I was gonna pick that one too. I know.
It's so good. Okay.
Okay.
What got you in trouble during high school?
Ooh.
Not participating enough, talking, pulling pranks, eating in class, absence, bullying, skipping gym, arguing with teachers, or you didn't get in trouble.
I got in trouble for eating in class a lot.
I didn't get in trouble. Wait. I didn't get in trouble.
She didn't get in trouble.
Okay.
What was worse was I was eating during my biology lab, so.
Oh, you know what? I think I may have gotten in trouble for that, too, but no, it's fine.
Okay.
Oh, well, pick a condiment? Wow. Okay, so either mayonnaise, Dijon mustard, mango peach salsa. Excuse me. Dean and DeLuca something. What is that? Like vinaigrette?
Yeah.
apple cider vinegar, wasabi sauce, soy sauce, extra virgin olive oil,
ooh,
and duck sauce.
Oh my god.
I don't know. There's no ketchup, so I don't know what to do.
Extra virgin olive oil, probably,
oh,
for
yum.
Me.
I like, oh my god. Either the mango salsa or
yummy.
The apple cider vinegar. Okay, I'll do the mango salsa.
Mango salsa.
Okay.
All right, pick a career. It's either graphic designer, professor, writer, TV personality, bartender, actor, Bitcoin developer,
nice.
A CEO, or a sports agent.
Oh, you know what? I actually really want to be a professor.
Really?
Yeah.
I really want to be a graphic designer. I think that's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
But also writer. Fuck.
Yeah. I like
pick a career.
What if I was like a professor of graphic design? I'm getting greedy. Who's no. also an actor on the side. Okay, I'm going to pick professor because I'm going to be true to myself.
Oh my gosh.
What'd you pick?
If I could pick a career
sorry, I'm
that
drinking water.
I wanted to be really good at, mm-hmm. it's probably be a writer.
Okay, yeah.
Really good
Makes
at.
Makes sense. Okay, pick a desk. So you have an assortment of desks here. One looks like a kind of college dorm room, in no particular order. There's one with like a bunch of gadgets on it, like little action figures and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
One of them's like a nice, like, what's it called? A Mac. What's the desktop one called? Just a Mac?
Yeah.
Okay, and it's like a nice Mac setup. Then one of them has like a lot of... Oh my god, that's Meredith's desk for sure, with like 7 bottles of wine on it.
Oh my
and then
gosh.
One of them has a cat on it, so that's Angela. I'm gonna pick, I don't know. Oh wait, oh my god, that one with the typewriter. I'm dead. What am I gonna pick? That first one's nice.
It is nice.
With like that little overhead lamp thing.
Mm-hmm. I like mine to be a little... cozy, so mm-hmm. I think I'm gonna go with the one with the cat.
Okay, I'm gonna go on the
These
middle.
Are still, like, obvious, though.
Yeah, I know. But I don't know who the one in the middle is with the typewriter. Is that supposed to be Ryan?
Typewriter?
Yeah, I'm just gonna pick that one, because I've always wanted a typewriter. So anyway, okay. Okay, you read the next one.
Okay, what are you worst at dealing with?
Oh, dear God.
Conformity, criticism, rules, stupidity, rejection, noise... rudeness, insecurity, or defeat?
Hmm.
What are you worst? Ooh, I already know which one I'm the worst at.
Wait. Some of these are like...
lot. Yeah.
I don't really... Like, is it insecurity from other people or like your own insecurities?
I think your own insecurities.
Hmm.
Right? And then some of them are...
conformity...
from other people.
Criticism. I mean, I think I handle criticism fine. Rejection, fine.
No, mine's gonna be rejection.
Okay, mine's insecurity.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Is it my turn? Okay, pick a party theme. The first one's like Mardi Gras beads. Second one's like a pirate. Pirate treasure chest type thing. Third one is a tea party. Then there's like football cupcakes, some sort of casino setup. There's jousting. There's like a seafood feast,
oh my
Keegan.
Gosh.
And then what is this? Like a burlesque thing. And then there's like a paint splatter kind of party. Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh my god. I don't know. I don't know what I would pick. Jousting for sure.
I picked one and it was the fucking casino one.
That's,
did you get?
Oh, no, hold on. No, stop. You picked one?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. I'm picking the
fuck. It already showed you who I have. Fuck.
Who do you have?
I got Toby Fletcher.
bitch, I got Michael Scott. We're the complete opposite. Oh my god, I got Michael Scott.
Holy crap.
Why?
We're literally the opposite.
Okay, hold on. I enjoy being the center of attention, but I'm sensitive to others' opinions of me. Everyone might not understand my quirks and humor, but my intentions are always in the right place. Ultimately, you want to feel successful and settled in life. Okay, I mean, fair enough.
True. What's yours? Okay, Toby Flenderson. This is rude. You have weighty ambitions and passions, but often feel as if you're underestimated. Your reserved nature makes it harder for you to connect with others, but you know the right person will eventually understand.
Oh my god, I forgot like what even happens to Toby at the end.
Bro. I don't know.
I don't know what happens either.
But hopefully, his weight fluctuates a lot.
Oh my god, he lost hella weight. He is skinny.
That's so funny.
What is it? What's the Fitspiration.
Fitspo. But like...
Not really though. He looks kind of sick.
No.
What happened to him? I feel bad if something bad happened to him.
But yeah, judging by the two quizzes, we got completely...
I know. So who'd I get? I got Andy and Michael. And you got Robert California.
And fucking Toby Flenderson.
Oh my god. Arguably the worst characters. No, just kidding. I don't know. Who do I love like all the characters, honestly. Except like Nelly. Nelly kind of skeeved me out a little bit.
Yeah,
I don't know. Like, some of the newer characters. But you can find something to appreciate about each character.
Uh-huh. But it's, like, weird how we didn't get, you know, the main cast.
I know.
Well, you got Michael Scott. I got Michael Scott. I was expecting, like,
we could have gotten, like, Jim. Yeah. I mean, like, somebody. I feel like we avoided the answers that would have gotten Dwight, so it's fine.
It was a stable. All right, that was
fun. Oh, my god,
fun.
That was hilarious. Sorry, that dragged on for a while, but hopefully really you guys had fun. Because we did. And that's all that matters, because we do this podcast for ourselves. Okay, so what's next on the agenda?
What's up, guys?
So, what's it called? We just wanted to dive right in. We just finished watching a movie on Netflix, because we wanted, like, a movie to be playing in the background while we brainstormed ideas for the pod, since we never really plan these things until, like, the day of.
We don't. And I completely... I don't know. I didn't know that she was coming today.
Because we usually do it on Tuesdays.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I was feeling wild and, like, my Monday opened up. So I was like, hey, do you want to hang and record? Or maybe just hang?
Sure. Knowing that I had nothing in my notebook.
I know. It's just a blank page, honestly.
It was.
But we watched, what's the movie? I Give It a Year.
Yeah.
And I think we didn't realize it was, like, a British movie or, like...
Yeah, but it has some really good people in it.
Rose Byrne and Anna Faris is in it too.
Mm-hmm. What year did it come out?
I don't know. Can our intern check that?
Oh my gosh.
What's our intern's name?
Keegan, but I'm not the intern.
We'll make up a fake name and then you have to do like a different voice for the intern. So it seems like we have three people on the pod. We'll name her what's like an interny name? Okay, I don't know. Wait, we can call you Ryan, the temp.
Ryan. Okay. So what should my voice be?
It's just like lower.
The year that I Give It a Year came out was 2013. So about like 5 years.
Pretty recent. Thank you, Ryan.
5 or 4 years. You're welcome.
Thanks for that.
All right, Keegan here.
Keegan's back. Thanks for hiring Ryan. He's doing a great job.
Yeah.
He's doing a great job so far. We're so stupid. Okay. What was I going to say? I thought it was really funny. Who's the actor who played her husband?
Oh god. All right, let me check with our intern.
Oh yeah, Ryan Temp. Can you get on that? Thanks.
All right, just give him 1 second. He's like really new at this.
Yeah, he's still new to this, but we're just really cool bosses, you know?
All right, his name is Raffspall?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think that name sounds familiar. Thanks, Ryan. but he's, like, really funny. And I've seen him... I don't think I'd seen him do comedy before. Because we saw him in an episode of Black Mirror.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that? And he was, like... That was kind of a dark episode. Like, that was one of our favorites. Was it the one with Jon Hamm in it, too? Jon Hamm was, like, the time travel guy. Remember that?
Yeah, but that was a different one.
Oh, wait, no.
One.
Just
that
kidding. No, but he was in that one, too.
Were they?
Yeah, he was, like, the guy trapped in the bunker with him. Remember?
Oh, my gosh, that's right. And I don't know. We might be mixing it up, but I definitely remember.
It was, like, I think that was all part of one episode where, like, they kept waking up on the same day. Mm-hmm. They kept waking up on Christmas morning.
Right.
Because he was trying to, like, dig deep into those memories or something. Uh-huh. Anyway, spoiler alert. But, yeah. That's a really good episode of Black Mirror. We haven't seen the new ones that have come out.
No, I haven't. A lot of people are saying, like, it's too much. Like, it gets too crazy.
Yeah.
And I haven't gotten around to watching it. Yeah. Because I just feel so freaked out every time I watch.
I know. Like, all the times that we've watched the episodes were, like, at 2 or 3 a.m. in the morning. Yeah, and we, like, creeped ourselves out. And I'm kind of just, like, scared to drive home afterwards.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know. It's pretty spooky. And, like, what was great about them is because they were kind of, like, you feel like they could take place in, like, the near future. You know what right. I mean? Like, 5 years or 10 years from now.
For sure.
Whereas I feel like the new ones are almost too sci-fi.
Yeah, it's yeah. too futuristic, which is yeah. why a lot of people are, like, a lot of my friends are, like, I can't really keep watching it just because it gets a little too crazy.
Is it, like aliens and stuff?
I don't think so, but it gets, like, it's not as
realistic,
like, it's too cinematic.
Oh, okay.
And it's, like, it's not something that you can see happening right away.
Gotcha.
Because it's so far in the future. I don't know, I could be wrong.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Well, I was already freaked out.
Maybe
so
just not our cup of tea.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Anymore. I mean, it used yeah. to be.
Used to be really good. Honestly, we haven't even seen them, so we can't really make a judgment there. But, okay, yeah. So, anyway, so I give it a year. It was a good movie. Don't watch it with your parents, though.
Yeah. Because the Brits are wild.
It was, a wild ride all throughout. But I think there was, like, a threesome scene. It was so
funny. It was so awkward.
It was just, like, so... I don't know if I want to describe it.
I don't know. It was just a lot of, like, writhing and, like...
Just a lot of, like, people smothering each other and, like...
Going, like, trying to fit into certain spots. But it wasn't, like, actual sex
yet. Yeah, it wasn't... Yeah, it wasn't actual sex. It was basically just, like...
Foreplay or whatever, like...
Not even foreplay.
Trying to get into
like,
it.
Everyone still had all their clothes on. Like, it was just... It's hard to describe. You have to see it for yourself. But Anna Faris was hilarious in it. She basically, like, she did not sign up for the threesome. Like, she didn't know that it was happening until, like, the guy called in the other girl.
Right.
And they were all coworkers, which was, like,
even weirder.
What? She was just, like, so awkward, like, narrating the whole thing. Like, oh, what was the girl's name? Oh, like, Alexandra. Alexandra, you look great. Like, a lot different than from when I see you at work.
Because she had no clothes on.
Oh, my God. And then, like, Anna Faris was in, like, her tidy whiteies. And then the other girl had, like, really hot, like, bombshell lingerie on. It's just, like,
yeah,
damn,
and the girl was, like, Brazilian, so...
Yeah, she was hot for sure. And, yeah. like, I think the guy and the girl were, like, super into each other. And then Anna Faris was kind of just, like, there.
She literally
kind of just, like, a spectator, almost.
There.
Oh, my God.
I mean, she was still entangled.
No, honestly, they, like, rolled over and, like, they were, like, making out on top of her.
So it was like a sandwich.
She like, and then she had to split them apart and like wedge herself in the middle to get some FaceTime with him.
It was just
hilarious.
A shit show.
Anyway, yeah, pretty funny. Okay, what's next?
Yeah, they just like, they also just whip their dick out. Like,
oh my God.
Because of that one scene.
Wait, which scene? Oh, like.
No, his dick was just like out because he was showing the parents like, all right, so they got this gift. Where it was, like, a digital frame,
uh-huh.
and they plugged in their USB for what I'm assuming uh-huh, uh-huh. was all of their pictures in their camera.
Yeah.
But, so they went to their honeymoon.
Yeah, yeah. Morocco.
In Morocco, mm-hmm. which is pretty cool. But then, like, among all those pictures, there were, like, I don't even know if she knew that he was taking those pictures. I feel like she didn't.
Yeah.
Because it was, like...
It looked like it had been set up on, like, a tripod or mm-hmm. something.
It was, like... him and his penis out and it was just like him doggy styling her like
oh
it was just wild and her parents were like looking away and then
but at the same time you like can't look away because you're like is this really happening like what yeah. am I witnessing right now
I don't know it's just crazy like I'd be mortified
I mean I would too it's like a lesson to us all to just clean out our
to just
flash
not
drives.
Take any fucking nudes like
oh yeah that too
don't do it bro I'm like, this is like just swipe out all of your
I'm like clear your history and like delete
oh
all
God.
Those pictures
no just don't do it folks
yeah true don't do it yeah
it was a pretty funny
a
movie
a lot of lessons to be learned
it had a lot of like what the fuck is it called
what
that one movie, Love Actually vibes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where the humor was kind of, like, the same, and it's very, like, blunt English humor.
I think, wait, does the movie start out with, like, that best man giving his speech?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Like, you already know that that whole film is just going to go downhill from there.
Weddings, man.
In, like, in almost a good way, because you're like, I can't believe they just said that. Anyway. Yeah.
It's a good movie. All right.
Okay. We've been saying the same things all this. We were watching Grown-ish.
Uh-huh.
And what do we say? So, okay, basically... what's her face? Zoe is dating, like, this basketball player. I haven't seen any of the episodes. I just, what is that? Like, the second season? Or no?
No. It was the first season, but it's, like, the five middle. Episodes yeah. in.
So then, from what I gather, she's dating this basketball player, and then he wants her to tag along with him if he goes pro, like, in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
And where was I going with this?
And her mom gives her, like, a little talk about... how she doesn't want her daughter to end up just as a basketball wife.
Right. How she has so much potential and, like, such a future ahead of her. So then Keegan and I are like, hell yeah, like, don't sell yourself short. Like, go out there, girl. And
You've got
worlds to conquer. We, like, said it at the same time. And that's, like, not even a common phrase.
Right. And or, so, like, you could think of other things, but we literally, word for word, worlds to conquer.
Verbatim, yeah. Like, it's really strange. And, like, one time we were watching... Wait, did I... already say this? No, we were watching the OC, and, like, Sandy, who is a lawyer in the show, he said something that, like, got them out of paying a penalty fine or something.
Right.
And we were like, all right, Sandy, laying down
the law.
And then we just look over at each other.
It's like, just really weird at this point. We give each other the side eye because it's just like, bitch, I said it first.
Like, who are you? Get your own lines. Like, what?
It's crazy. Yeah. But I feel like that happens a lot when you spend time with people. I don't know.
Yeah. No, I think that's only for, like, menstrual cycles, not, like, actual words.
My God.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, when girls spend a lot of time together, their
so
menstrual
actually
cycles.
Just have, like, telepathic powers. True.
Yeah. Well, you know, whatever. Yeah. It's fine. Okay. So then after that, what did we do? Oh, wait, no. That's what we just did. So what did we do today, earlier today? Okay, here is how it started. I was like, okay, Keegan, I'm going to come over around 5. And she had mentioned, like, wanting to go get a matcha latte from Pete's Coffee, like this local coffee shop. Well, is it local?
I'm not sure. It's only East Coast,
right? I think.
I think so.
Yeah, so she wanted to go.
Let me fact check. Let's get our temp.
Ryan, please. But from... what I've heard, it's only on the East Coast. And there used to be a Pete's Coffee.
It is actually San Francisco based.
Oh, I retract my statement then.
Right,
it's just a coffee chain. just a regular old coffee chain. But there used to be one in the mall near Keegan's house. But they shut that one down. Do you know what they put up instead? Or like in its place?
It's like... a macaroon store or something.
Oh, yeah. I think
not even a store. It's the little kiosk.
Like a little kiosk. Ugh. Whatever. So they have really good matcha lattes, and we both... No, I was like, don't go to Pete's without me. Like, wait for me to get there.
Uh-huh.
And so we finally... I get here, and then we were like, oh, wait, they closed down the Pete's. So then we were, like, researching different options that we could go. And so... I was like, whatever, let's just go to the mall anyway. So we get to the mall, and we're just there for a beverage, mind you. But we parked near a cheesecake factory, and then Keegan's like, oh, you know what? I could actually go for some cheesecake. And so I'm like, wait, the avocado toast is really good there. And then Keegan's like, what did you say?
I was like, do you just want to eat there?
You just want to maybe, like, just sit down for, like, a full meal there?
And let's go. Well, I'm down for it.
I'm like, I'm down if you're down.
I wasn't gonna say no. Like,
I mean, I can't refuse. It's been a while. It's been a while since we both gone to Cheesecake.
2 years for me, kind of.
Keegan's wild, though, because she's like, oh, you should pretend it's your birthday. I'm like, no, honey. This is the saddest birthday party ever. It's just the two of us.
Nah.
And she's like, she's wearing a t-shirt and, like, what are you wearing? Like, sweatpants?
No, they're like... sweatpants and, like, a headband that makes me look like a fucking vagabond.
Yeah, I mean, like, who could blame us? Like, we didn't know we were going to fancy dining experience at the Cheesecake Factory.
If I were a host, I would have rejected us at the desk.
Just, like, seat us, like, way in the back.
That was wild. The food was wild.
Dude, okay, so what did we order? It was amazing. So I ordered my usual, which is the stuffed mushrooms and the avocado toast. You guys, like, it sounds really basic, but the avocado toast is amazing. It's so good. I have some leftovers and I can't wait to eat them. They're like in a bag over there. I'm like looking at them right now.
Oh my gosh.
What do you order, Keegs?
I ordered nachos for the starter, which you can never really go wrong with their factory nachos. They're so good.
Mm-hmm. And right? she was such a little darling and she got it without chicken so I could have some.
Yeah, and also I've been like, I have like a chicken allergy kind of. And it's been acting up, so I was like, let me lay off on the chicken.
The chicken allergy.
Also, it was like $3 extra.
I know, they're wild. And is the chicken even good?
I don't know. I've never had it with chicken before. I've only had it, like, plain.
It's so good.
But those nachos were dank.
God bless.
And then, what did I get? I got the carne asada platter, which was a pretty generous serving for only like $12 or $13.
Did they cook it right? Because I feel like sometimes when you order it medium, they either undercook it or overcook it.
It was pink. I think it was a pretty good medium, because I know a lot of people overcook it. Yeah, but it was good.
I can't. I'm like about to vom a little, because even when I used to eat meat, like I would always order my stuff well done, and I know that's like blasphemy or whatever to meat eaters, but like I just couldn't deal with the blood. But I'm sure it tastes good, maybe.
I don't know. I couldn't with like, well, because they would like overcook it to the point where it's like dry. Like, you can't even taste the meat anymore. I know Liz is like vomiting in her mouth right now.
Yeah.
But I feel like medium, it kind of just, it cooks on its own a little bit if you let it. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. What the fuck do I know?
She's Gordon Ramsay.
I don't know, like, the color differences. Like, literally, I don't know the difference.
I mean, so. I think you can definitely tell if it's, like, undercooked.
Yeah, of course.
Like, but I'd rather know, it like, be a little medium overcooked.
Rare. Yeah. People will be like, oh, it's hot pink. Or like,
oh, hot pink. Versus, like, magenta. Like, who knows? No, actually, yeah. I used to be a chef or, like, a cook at this, like, local restaurant in college. And, like, so when I applied for the job or when I interviewed for it, like, I wanted to be a server or, like, a host or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was like, oh, we actually need cooks. Can you cook? And I was like, I mean, I have cooked before at home, like, in my house. So then somehow, long story short, I ended up being a cook there. But, like, after I got hired, I was like, oh, by the way, I'm a vegetarian. So, like, someone's going to have to teach me how to make these burgers.
Oh, my god!
Because people would order them, like, oh, medium, like, medium rare, like, medium well. I'm like, mm-hmm. I only know how to do well done. Like, right. I just need to sear it.
I know.
Till all the juice has evaporated.
Wild. Like, as so a then, vegetarian.
Yeah. So then I learned, I know. I mean, I'm not picky about it. Like, I still cooked people's food, but...
Right, but I'm saying, like, not knowing.
Yeah, no, beforehand. Literally, I didn't know. I mean, I knew that, like, God, I knew that I needed to make sure I cooked the chicken all the way through. Because, I mean, I could at least get that right. But it took me a while to kind of perfect. Mm-hmm. Okay, and one time someone ordered a rare burger, and I was like, are you sure? Because they sent it back, and they were like, it's too well done, or like it's too cooked or whatever, or like it's not rare enough. And I'm like,
and this is like not even a place where it's not like even high a nice quality place. Meat, right? I'm so like, it's why? Like some janky college.
I'm like, do you think that we just have cows in the back and I'm just like cutting fresh slabs of meat for this burger? No, I literally don't know where this ground beef is coming from, like, and you're ordering it rare. Anyway. My god,
what were we even talking about?
Sorry, I don't know. So then after the Cheesecake Factory, if you're done talking about that, you don't want to talk about the girl in the booth next to us?
I don't even know. I don't even know what she was talking about, but it's just so funny. We were so consumed, LOL. We were so, like, focused on eating our food. Like, we weren't even talking for a good, like, 10 minutes.
Usually, we'll, like, kind of chat throughout our meal.
I don't know why I was so hungry, but also, wow.
We were saying, like, this is a spiritual experience right now. We were, like, so quiet. We were savoring every single bite. It was literally so good, you guys. Like, the nachos. For me, like, I mean, we're both kind of picky with our nachos.
Yeah.
Like, the cheese blend, right? Mm-hmm. And the texture.
It was just right.
It was amazing. I'm like, damn, good times. That was, like, 3 hours ago. But I'm like, good times. Anyway, so then, okay. I'm going to move on to, like, after.
Right.
After Cheesecake Factory, when I wanted bubble tea. or boba, whatever you call it.
Boba.
And then, so we're walking to the bubble tea place in the mall. And, like, I see this little toddler. This is, like, not even related at all, but I just want you all to be traumatized with me. I saw this little toddler kind of, like, running around a table, and his parents were, like, feeding him. I think they were feeding him, like, little scoops of ice cream. And I was about to point the kid out to Keegan and be like, oh, look at that kid, he's so cute. But right as I was about to say cute, he, like, projectile vomited. I'm not even kidding, but I don't know if I can call it projectile vomit because, like, the consistency of the vomit, I'm so sorry. But it looked like oatmeal or, like, grits, and it was, like, a light brown color. I'm so sorry. But I was like, I'm never having kids. I'm never having kids.
Exhibit A of why I'm never gonna do that.
It was like a dose of birth control.
Oh my god.
No, it was just disgusting. And like, even his parents were like, what do we do? Just like leave him here? Just like throw him out and like get another child? Like, anyway, that was disgusting. And then, so we walked to the bubble tea place and I order, because I wanted matcha, right? But for some reason, I think I accidentally ordered a milk green tea. So, yeah. I mean, which was fine. But it wasn't what I wanted.
Right.
And then, okay, sometimes, like, the little tapioca pearls, the bubbles are too sweet for me. So I'll just get, like, a few Oreo crumbles in there. And so you pay for the toppings. So if you order Oreos, it's, like, another 50 cents extra. And so I ordered Oreos, and then I take a sip, like, I take a first sip of the bubble tea in the car, and I'm like, there's, like, barely any Oreos in here. It's straight up, like, little particles of Oreos, like, little Oreo dust in my cup. I'm like, what did I pay for?
Oh my gosh, not even crumbs.
I, like, not only ordered the wrong thing, the wrong drink, and then when I asked for 50% sugar, it tasted, like, just bland, like, they didn't put any sugar at all.
I didn't know that.
And then, like, I told them less ice, and there was basically no ice in there. So then it was just kind of not even cold. It was just kind of, like, room temperature. Yeah, I don't... It was just a disaster. I know, it's, like, first world problems, but...
First world problems.
Like, you know when you're craving something for so long, and then you, like, build up your hopes and expectations, and then you actually get it, and you're like, wow. Not actually. Or, you know what? You don't even get what you wanted. You get, like, a close second. And then it just doesn't live up your expectations. Anyway, I'm, like, still sad about it. Like, I think we're very emotionally attached to our food and, like, drinks.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's important. I don't know.
I get in such a bad mood if exactly. My food isn't. It's not even, like, the service or anything. It's just, like, if the food itself is bad. And it's just, there's no going back after that. Because I'm not going to be the one to, like, send food back or, like, ask them imagine to make a completely new drink. I mean, I could, but it's just, like, that's not how I am. I know a lot of people are.
Yeah, we don't want to go through that, like, trouble. Yeah. Or we don't want to cause a scene, I guess.
No, but, like, at that point, I'm just like, oh, my God, whatever. Just take my money and go.
Take our money and go.
And just get out of my face.
So then... That was our mall experience, and then we came back home, and we watched a movie. So then what else? What else do we have in our notes? Well, I wanted to talk about the top three Instagram accounts that we would follow.
Yes.
Or that we recommend.
Some minor, like, nice lifestyle ones that you can follow, but then I have a few that are, like... Like, what the fuck?
But I think we all have those.
Liz's is funny when she told me hers.
Oh my god, wait, I have to...
It's, like, not something you'd expect.
I mean, yeah, it's not something you'd expect, but it's something you'd expect from me, right? Okay, that makes sense. I guess I'll go first. Or you want to, like, say one and then...
Okay.
Or...
I'm going to start off with my funny Instagram that you should follow.
Okay.
All right, so I have down Nick Coletti. So his handle is Nick_Coletti.
Oh my god, that's a good one.
I don't know if you guys know him from Vine, but he's this fucking dude who looks like he's from, I don't even know, like Idaho or something.
He's from like that stoner category of Vine, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He definitely is.
He's sober now, though, I think.
Is he?
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah. You can tell he lost so much weight.
He did.
Yeah.
And I don't know. His shit was so funny because it was just like him trolling people. And his Instagram is literally him just being him, which is...
His like, no, talk about his like little avatar. You know what's it called? Little profile picture
on his Instagram. Yeah. Okay, so it's a fucking bird, but this bird has like this weird haircut.
It's like, how can a bird have a haircut though?
So I don't even know what he did to look up this picture.
I know, we were like, what did he Google?
Like, it's like bird with botched haircut.
Bird with a middle part. It has like, I don't know, like what a lot of guys, the hairstyle that they had like in the 90s, you know what I mean? Where right. It's like, it looked like a mushroom kind of fluffy. I don't know.
I literally looked it up on Google. Bird with
I don't, I'm not connected to the Wi-Fi. I want to see, like, I want to know what Dude. He Googled. Or that's probably like his pet bird or something.
No, but that's crazy because it looks like a human.
Right. Oh my God, that freaks me out.
That bird that looks like
a human. Remember when you were like Dude. Trying to figure out, oh my God, Keegan and I, like, we cannot rest until we find like what we're looking for on Google. Like, if she's like, oh, do you remember that Viner who like said this? So she was asking me like, oh, do you remember that Viner who like kind of looks like a pig? So I'm like, so I had a completely different person in mind. And so I was like, okay. So I was like, wait, does he have brown hair? And is he kind of like pale? Yes. So then I spent like hours looking for him on Google, and like, who did I think? Oh yeah, I thought it was like Dante. What was his
Dante.
Name?
Dante.
Dante Smith.
Who's also kind of in the stoner category.
Yeah, he's
right?
also in the stoner category. But this whole time she was just thinking of Krish.
That fucking Krish.
Dude, she could have said like, oh, the fat guy who sings. Like, the singing part was key. That would have eliminated so many of my, like, top choices. Or, like,
oh my God.
I was like, oh my God, I literally spent all that time. For what? Holy no, that hell. Was hilarious. Because I was like, so sure that I found the Viner she was looking for. I was like, is this him? And I did, like, a dramatic reveal. And she was like, no. I was like, are you kidding? I was like, how is that not him?
She said, and Dante has Nick Jonas fine.
He kind of looks like Nick Jonas. If Nick Jonas was from, like, Idaho.
Like a mink. If he looks like a mink, like, what?
No, he looks like a Nick Jonas impersonator.
We're fucking dying. Because it looks like Nick Jonas. Different
Wait, okay.
People.
I need to make sure that it's actually Dante Smith. You guys need to look up Dante Smith. Hold on.
It is.
Is it? Okay. Dante.
I just looked it up.
Holy hell. Oh my God.
Oh my God. That's hilarious.
Wait.
And the funny thing is, Liz loves Nick Jonas. So
I love Nick Jonas.
Like, how could you say that? But also, I
no,
can see it.
No, it's like, his hair is kind of curly. He has like little swoosh. It's like, he looks like when Nick first cut his hair kind of short, like yeah. a clean cut look.
He does.
Right? Okay. Does. I'm not crazy. Just
You're
like,
not. It
Nick
was just funny.
With a slightly upturned kind of nose. Right?
Kind of like a pig-like.
Yeah, no, because, and she described the Viner as having pig-like qualities, and, like, Dante kind of has, like, that pig nose where,
Holy
like,
shit.
The nostrils are, like, pretty prominent, like, front and center.
Front and center,
y'all. I'm making this so much worse. Anyway, what were we even talking about?
Ooh, that was a long-ass tangent.
I'm sorry. What were we? Oh, yeah.
Oh, Instagrammers to follow.
Okay, yeah. So you said Nick Coletti.
Nick
so then, is it my turn?
Hilarious, because it's, like, he's so derpy in all his posts. Are
no,
like,
okay. Tell them what our favorite Vine by him is.
Which one is it? The
Black Forest.
The Black Forest. I'm gonna tell you the tale of the Black Forest Ham.
It's like, cause like who named Black Forest Ham? It's like so intense for a cut of meat, like a deli meat. What are you talking about? Like, no, it's so funny because he's like by some sort of like fireplace.
Yeah.
And he's like, gather round, children. I'll tell you the tale of the Black Forest Ham. Dude, we miss Vine so much.
I do. I really do. So funny. I remember Liz would tag me and shit at like 3 or 4 in the morning. And yeah. It's like, I would scroll down. And
but that was
like
our favorite thing to wake up to was yeah, like
the Vines.
Us
That's
tagging ourselves.
That's very true.
Yeah.
Now that you mentioned it, it feels like it was like
ages ago.
Ages ago, literally.
Did they actually bring back V2 or Vine 2?
I don't know. I don't care.
Like, I'm not. We're like big on Instagram now. That like we tag each other in the memes and stuff.
I know, and that started like fairly recently, tagging each other in memes.
Yeah,
I feel like not even like a year.
Keegan, maybe. What did you tag me in? Where it was like, if I tag you in three memes
and you don't respond, I assume you're dead. I'm calling the police.
She like, and it's like a picture of what, Kim Kardashian crying. Oh my god!
And on the phone. It's literally, I'm, like, offended if she doesn't reply.
It's, like, it's how we communicate. Like, texting is, like, a whole separate thing, and, like, Snapchat is a whole different thing, too. Right.
Because you gotta explain yourself, and the memes is just, like, self-explanatory.
Yeah, memes, it's, like,
you already have a reference. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You look at it, you understand right away.
Oh, my God. Okay. Some people don't feel that way, though, about memes.
I know. I hate when you have to explain memes to people. It's just, like, just be cultured, you know? Just be cultured.
All right, it's Liz's turn.
Okay. So my first... Oh, God. Mine are so... Ugh. No, mine are fine. But Nick Coletti was such a good one. I can't follow that. Okay.
Yes, you can.
My first one is Jen Gotch, at J-E-N-G-O-T-C-H. And she is the founder and chief creative officer of Bandeau. Do you know that brand? They make, like, the cute planners and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, so... I think it's always good to follow like other, women in power, as if I'm a woman in power, but like, you know what I mean? Like, good female role models. But I just think she's so funny. She's very like open and candid about her mental health, and she documents like her highs and lows.
Mm-hmm.
And so her feed is not like super curated where she only shows like the glamorous parts of her life. Right. You know what I mean? But she's recently started doing this thing where, okay, she's divorced. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
She's been divorced for maybe 2 or 3 years now. Right. And she's just finally coming to that place where she feels like she can date again. But she's like middle aged. I think she's like in her 40s. Yeah. So, but she started this thing like Dear Future Boyfriend. And she'll post like to her Instagram story. And it'll be like, dear future boyfriend, like, this is what you have to look forward to. And she'll, like, zoom in on her cankles. And her feet are, like, so swollen after a day of walking. Oh, or it'll be, like, her, it'll be, like, her, like, turning her candy wrapper inside out to lick the chocolate residue off from the inside. Oh, my God. It's so funny. Or it's her, like, it's her, one time. She got home from her company, like, New Year's Eve party.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was like, I feel so glamorous. And then, like, her dog literally pukes in the background. And she's like, well, here I am cleaning it up. Just, like, getting the bleach out and shit. Yeah, it's really funny. And then I'll just go with my second one, too.
Yeah.
And then my second account that you should follow is The Home Edit. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. These are so...
No.
The Home Edit.
I didn't know, like, what direction you wanted to take the Instagram, but...
No, it's fine. No, it's I have, both. Like, a variety.
Yeah, I literally have both.
So, The Home Edit.
Ooh.
Do you see it?
Yeah.
So, it's at T-H-E, Home Edit. Yeah, it's fine. And they're, like, celebrity organizers. Well, no, they're, like, professional organizers, and they... organize like celebrities' homes mostly. Like, they've organized for Mindy Kaling, they've organized for Reese Witherspoon. Who else? Oh, Mandy Moore recently. They organized her pantry. Who else? No, who else? Oh, Gwyneth Paltrow, I think.
Oh, I love just like people.
Big time people. And so their feed, I guess, is that what you call the pictures? The pictures are all like the organization porn, if you will. It's all like color coordinated, black and white stuff, like bins, labels. It's great. Like, if your life is a mess, just go here and just look at pictures of organized things, and like, hopefully it'll inspire you to like clean up your life. But then in their stories, like their Instagram stories, so it's like there's two co-owners, and they remind me of me and you, kind of.
Really?
So their names are Clea and Joanna. I feel like you're Clea because she really loves champagne and like she's super sarcastic and kind of snarky. And then Joanna, like, she's basically like a grandma. They're the same age, but like Joanna's like in bed by like 9:30, and then she doesn't drink champagne. She drinks like, no, it was so funny because it was Clea's birthday recently and they went out to dinner, and then everyone was like drinking champagne, and then like it pans over to Joanna and she's drinking chamomile tea like from a mug, and they're at like a swanky restaurant. This bitch is drinking chamomile tea.
That's hilarious though.
And then she loves like She loves candy and bagels. So, I mean, that's pretty much me. Oh. They're really funny, though. And, oh, my God, Clea does, like, question and answers sitting in her bathroom or, like, sitting on her bathroom floor because she's hiding from her kids. Like, her kids are crazy. It's really funny. And her husband actually is a celebrity photographer. So he, like, shoots the Grammys, shoots the Oscars. Ooh. Yeah. So they're, like, pretty glamorous. They're based in Nashville, too, which is how I found out about them. They're really cool.
Yeah. Hashtag OCD goals.
Yeah. No, it's awesome. Okay. So then, okay, yeah, you can go on with your second one.
Oh, what is my second one? Ooh. So her handle is at @Amy_Merrick.
Amy Merrick. Okay.
Amy Merrick. And she, it's like, I don't know. This is my aesthetic blog that I like.
Ooh.
So it's, she's based in Ireland.
Oh my God.
And cute. A lot of her stuff is like minimalistic and, you know, it's nice to scroll past her stuff when everybody's posting pictures of, like, themselves partying. Yeah. Because hers is more of, like,
nature-based. Oh, it's so, like, earthy. Yeah, I love that.
It's very, like, anthropology vibes and mm-hmm. things like that.
Lots of, like, foliage up in here. Yeah.
She likes posting pictures.
Oh, my God. Look at these cottages.
Mm-hmm. Like, cottages and flower arrangements, mm-hmm. forests, anything.
What does
like
she
that.
Do? Like, what is...
I'm she's, not really...
I think she's a florist. It just says flowers in her bio.
Yeah, she probably is, but I don't know. It's just very simple. You can tell that she doesn't really use a lot of filters. Mm-hmm. It's, like, unfiltered.
I kind of like that when...
I like that aesthetic, yeah.
Well, sometimes people just kind of do overkill when it comes to aesthetic, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, you're allowed to post other filters and other colors
right.
on your profile. Like, I feel like, yeah, that's another thing. I feel like Instagram's over curated now.
Right.
Like, remember exactly. when we would just post anything?
Literally, like, what you're eating or
yeah.
what you're doing at the moment.
Or, like, and I have a hangnail. Like, here's right. a. No, maybe not that.
Maybe for you, Liz.
No, like, yeah, I posted, like, before, like, back in high school, I would post pictures of, like, oh, I just folded my jeans. Like, here's all the denim that I own.
Right.
I took a picture of that. And then, like, another time I was at, like, the Asian Mart, and then they had, like, pig's feet in a jar.
Right. So, it, like, so it's all, a picture like, of that. Miscellaneous items.
Yeah, for sure.
And hers is kind of, like, I know that she posts in the moment mm-hmm. because the pictures don't look too, like, curated.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's very refreshing to see. And it's very calming looking at her feed.
Like, yeah.
Because it's not fake. I love you know that. This
oh,
is
look at this
life.
One. It's, like, a bike and, like, all these mm-hmm. bouquets. Yeah, oh, my God. Really I love cute, it. Huh? I'm going to follow her.
I love her stuff.
Follow. Yeah. Okay.
And then, do you have your last one?
What's your last one?
My last one is fucking Chaco Footwear.
What the hell? Okay, you go first.
Chaco Footwear. All right. I don't know. So, I recently have been into, like...
Wait, is it Chaco or Chaco? I'm confused.
I say it Chaco.
Hold on.
But I...
Can you look it up, Ryan?
Yes. Chaco, because it's the same for Teva.
I say Teva.
Yeah, people say Teva. And oh my then God. I don't talk know. To salespeople and they're like, oh yeah, Teva. Like trying to subtly correct me, but I'm like, I'm pretty sure I've heard both. But whatever.
I heard Teva, yeah. Maybe they just accept both. Chaco sandals. Chaco. How do you pronounce this? Chacos. Sounds like tacos.
Chaco, taco. I don't know. How would you pronounce this? Chaco.
I mean, maybe it's one of those like aunt, aunt I know. Debates.
I don't know, but Chaco, Chacos, so they're basically, like, they're known for their hiking sandals, I think they're most known for, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I recently have been into, like, I think we've always been into hiking.
Yeah.
But my feet kind of get really hot when oh. we're hiking in the summertime.
Yeah.
Because we hike a lot in the summertime.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, well, I kind of
need sandals. No, those sandals will change your life. Like, yeah. they're so comfortable.
They're so comfy. They're so, like, durable.
Mm-hmm.
You can literally walk on anything. So I followed their page because, like, it's, I mean, it's mainly
Let me
based
see.
Around.
Because we follow Patagonia's page.
Yeah.
Hold on.
They're mainly based around shoes, but it's, like, it's nice backdrops. It's, like, calming, outdoorsy backdrops. And I like it. I don't know. Chaco. It's just really nice.
Chaco
and
footwear.
I love all of their freaking patterns for their sandals.
I know. The ones you got are really cute. What is it? Like, orange and blue?
Yeah, it's like a mandarin. It's literally called mandarin something.
Cute. Oh, my God,
and
I want.
I cannot wait to wear them, to break them in.
Oh, my God, I want a pair. Wait, how much were they?
I got them on sale online. REI, okay. You know, yes. Has some.
We love REI.
But
sponsor us.
They're, like, really expensive at REI for some reason. They're, like, $100.
Damn.
So I had originally bought them at REI, and I was like, okay, I'm about to pay $100 for sandals.
Damn.
But then I went online, and they were having a sale, so I got a pair that I actually, like, I liked the pattern. The print.
Yeah.
Because my first ones, I was like, oh, okay. I mean, it's the only ones they have in stock right now. It's still the winter time. So I bought the ones online for like $60.
Nice.
Yeah. So they were on sale.
And they're like, they're really durable, so.
They're really durable, so I returned the other ones. And like, I can't wait to go hiking and all this other stuff.
Yay. Oh my God, yeah, we really can't wait for it to warm up. Like, this is getting ridiculous. Like, we are frozen to our cores.
There's just like not a lot to do in the cold, right?
Yeah. I don't know. Remember, tell them when you went biking with your brother.
Oh my gosh. So I went biking with my little brother, and this was the week where it was like 20 degrees still, 30 Jeez. Degrees.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, okay, we can do this. You know, we're going to be nice and active. Mm-mm. The sun's still out. It's like 4 minutes. Not even, was it so specific?
4 minutes.
4 minutes. Like 5 minutes into biking, we realize that our hands are frozen, like, on our handlebars.
Yeah.
My little brother's like, oh my gosh, like, yelling, I can't do this, I can't do this, like, trailing behind me. He's like, we have to go back and get gloves and a hat or something.
That's funny.
Because he wasn't wearing a hat, and I was wearing, like, ear warmers or something.
Oh my God. Yeah, you have to definitely, like, double up on layers, because, like, the wind chill will kill you.
We were biking, and I just couldn't, like, it's so hard to be active in this weather, even though you want to, because of the weather, not the weather. Yeah. I mean, the weather, it's ridiculous.
It plays a huge role. Like, if it's like, sometimes if it's raining, I don't feel like going to the gym, even though like, it's just like to go out to my car and drive to the gym. Like, I can't, oh my God, I sound so lazy, but it affects you. I mean, I knew people in college who like wouldn't go to class if it was raining.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like at some point, I was like, this is not... I already dread waking up so early in the morning. Yeah. And then on top of that, it's, like, ugly outside.
Yeah.
And you gotta walk from class to class.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I know. We probably shouldn't let the weather affect our mood so much, but meh.
It does.
It really does.
It does.
It definitely does. And I'm gonna let you know why.
Because I was in such a good mood in Hawaii.
Oh, yeah.
Like, even though it rained a lot...
Yeah.
It... Like, right after the rain, there would be a rainbow, and then the sun would come out for the sunset.
Yeah.
And everybody there in the morning says good morning, and it's like, hello, even though if you don't know them.
Yeah.
And then here, it's just, like, blank stares, and people will look straight past you.
I know. It's that East Coast charm, I'm telling you.
What charm?
I know.
Yeah, but weather plays a huge role. I mean, sad, you know? Sad. Sad is a thing.
It is. No, it is. No, we, like, definitely have that.
Oh, God.
Time to raise awareness. Okay, so then my...
Yeah, and then Liz's last one. Oh, my gosh.
Oh my God.
I'm, like, excited for this one.
Okay, so at one of my old jobs, my coworker told me to follow the TSA. The TSA on Instagram. They're also on Twitter, but, like, Instagram is really funny. TSA, if you don't know, stands for Transportation Security Administration. These are the guys who pat you down and, like, make you go through the metal detector thing at the airport. And basically they'll post pictures of either things that they have found in people's carry-ons or check-in luggage or stuff like that. And also, people tweet them pictures of their items that they're not sure or of whether or not they can bring them on the plane as a carry-on. So, for example, let me find a good one.
Oh my gosh. I literally just follow them, and then people on their feeds will, like, scroll over to the side where you can see what people are doing.
A lot of them are, like, people try to hide weapons. Like, they'll try to conceal a knife in a banana, and I'm like, what are you thinking?
My followers are literally going to be like, why the fuck did she just follow the TSA?
Like, it will change your life. It's so funny. It's like, okay, one of them is just a picture of someone's orange, and it says, @AskTSA, can I take an orange? Like, I'm pretty sure you can. Like, it's fine. Oh, my favorite one. Hold on, my favorite one. Some of these are like, I'm like, did Keegan send this in? Because someone tried to bring, like, an entire live lobster on the carry-on.
From Maine.
And it just, like, it reminds me of whenever we go to the beach and Keegan's always like, I need a lobster roll right now. Right now. Even if we just had, like, burgers, she'll be like, okay, time for a lobster roll.
We all know why I went to the beach, okay?
Yeah.
It's just because of
not to tan, rolls. Not to swim. Just wanted a lobster roll. Oh, and then someone said, at Ask TSA, can I take some leftover fried chicken in my carry-on? And it's like, what cut of meat is this? Is this
the breast.
Chicken breast? Yeah. Oh my God. It's just an entire chicken breast. Oh, and then some of them are oddly specific. It'll be like, I'd like to bring 6 sealed, parentheses, never opened, cans of dry grated Parmesan cheese in my carry-on bag. Is that okay?
It's like, oh my
gosh. Why? And it's not even like Kraft Parmesan cheese. It's like Great Value. It's not even name brand.
And then what did TSA say?
They said, sure thing, John. Dry grated cheese is allowed in carry-on bags. That's it. They're probably like, whoever runs the account is just like, I hate my life. Yeah. Like, why did I go into this line of work?
But it's just like, stop wasting my
like,
time.
Like, why are people trying to bring like nunchucks and stuff? And like,
people are crazy.
Like little throwing stars, like the little blades.
Oh my God, you know. Oh, I don't even know if I want to say this. I know, like, it's sad that I'm saying this, but I know somebody who would try to bring that through TSA.
Who is? You can tell me later.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Isn't that sad that I'm
sorry? Yeah. Someone's like, can I bring this potato? Why? It's just like a single potato.
I know.
What are these people doing?
And it's like, bro, you know, TSA always tells you to take all of your food out of your carry-on, because they're like, all right, people, take your food out. And it's just like really embarrassing when I was in Hawaii, because I bought a pack of ramen noodles.
Jesus.
And I didn't want to throw it away. Like, I was...
Did they make you throw it out?
No, I was hopping to another island.
Okay.
And so I just, they were like, all right, do you have food in here? Like any candy, blah, blah, blah. And I was like,
No. I mean, I wouldn't really, it doesn't really qualify as food.
And then, like, my bag tumbles over and like out pops a fucking thing of ramen noodles.
Oh my God.
So I take out like 3 of the little
You're packages. Like, I only brought 3 and like another box falls
Holy
out.
Holy shit, yeah. So I brought that out and then everybody was just like, what is going on?
Dude.
It's about 3 a.m.
I take pride in how like relatively unscathed I am when I go through airport security. Like, people get freaking humiliated.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, like, how do you not know by now? Maybe you haven't traveled before, but like, if you have traveled before, it's like, how hard is it to remember, like, you have to take your laptop out of the bag, or like, you right. can't be wearing a belt when you go through the thing? Like,
but people get flustered, you know?
Yeah, because I guess it's a thing.
You think you're waiting for so long, yeah. but once you're actually up there, it's like, oh my God, I have to do all of this. Like,
oh my God, showtime.
2 seconds, literally showtime, people.
Oh my God.
You get, like, people forget, people get flustered, and it's like, yeah. you don't want to be embarrassing and like yeah. hold up the rest of the mm-hmm, line because mm-hmm. that shit happens.
And you're like sweating profusely. Oh my God, yeah.
No, just us? Okay.
We're fine.
This is probably why I hate the airport so much. Like, I shouldn't hate it, mm-hmm. but I hate it because of TSA.
Yeah.
Is there food?
Oh my God. Kyla, hi. I mean, what? No, we don't have food. No. Oh, wait, I have some avocado toast.
Real food?
Ah! Avocado toast is real food.
Nothing? No, I don't have any.
No, we finished our food. Sorry, someone just came out asking for food. But yeah, so that's it. That's all we had for you this yeah. episode.
Yeah, that was...
Congratulations to the Eagles for winning the Super Bowl. Woo! Woo! Sports! I didn't watch.
Woo! That end goal.
home run.
I did not know what was happening, but I'm like...
We're just glad that the Patriots didn't win, I guess. Right?
I don't know. It was just very weird to me. I was like, oh, people wait for this one day.
I know, it was weird.
Riot.
I know. Yeah, my friend from Philly was like snapping Philly like after they won the game. Like, he lives in Philly and he was just roaming the streets and people were like climbing trees, climbing onto stoplights. Like, it was insane. Jumping off of buildings. I mean, not like to kill themselves, but just like to crowd surf. I don't know. It was wild.
Praying to crowd surf. I can imagine, like, what if nobody caught them?
I'm like, he probably landed, like, face down on the asphalt. Oh,
yeah.
That's fine. Anyway, so congrats to them, and we're going to go watch The Devil Wears Prada now.
All right.
Okay. Peace. Bye, guys. See you next time.